Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it. Okay, guys, so it's the love month, and even if it's not the love month, love makes the world go round. And I did promise, so we're gonna, you know, share more about, you know, relationship content. And mm-hmm. we just, wala lang, in a way, getting to know us more also and getting to share more, I guess, relationship tips along mm-hmm. the way. Okay, so in a way, I guess they're gonna get to know more of us as a couple too and our dynamics. Yes. You don't even know some of these questions, but basically, I just mm-hmm. it inspired me. I was just going through Pinterest and I was like, wow, ang cute naman. Because I love looking at mga things, you know, self-love tips, and then may mga journaling prompts and naging prompts to ask your date or spouse. Mm-hmm. So here are some questions that I found interesting that I want to ask you or we can answer. Mm-hmm. So I thought, describe each other in three words. Mm. Describe me.
First go with cute.
Wow, thanks for that.
Not just physically, but also, you know, everything that you do.
Thank you, man.
Of course, second is you're very... you've got very high EQ. I'm
Whoa.
Not sure if that's one word. Or
okay.
I would say you're very sensitive.
High EQ pala.
So, which translates to high EQ. And then the third would be you're a communicator.
Wow. Okay.
Which shows in the vlogs that you can communicate very well.
Okay, so you'd like that in a person.
Of course, communication is a very important skill that is very valuable in the whole
life.
World.
Yeah. Okay, I would describe you, number one, smart, of course, mm-hmm. in all levels. Kasama na rin naman dun yung EQ. Emotionally, mature ka din naman. Babalik ko sa'yo yun. Mm-hmm. And next is very patient, super patient. Mm-hmm. And third is makulit. Because mm-hmm. actually, makulit talaga to, guys. Kaya masaya kasama. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Okay, next. What do you remember about the first time we met?
The first time we met was during the interview when you interviewed me.
Wala lang. What was the core memory you remember?
The core memory I remembered was that you had a very nice what do you call this outlook.
Outlook.
Yeah. So usually you can feel a person kung mabigat yung buhay niya or magaan. So magaan. That's one of the reasons that I knew that. It was a good leading characteristics kasi usually pag mabigat yung tao parang ang daming baggage or pag magaan parang
magaan kasama syempre
magaan kasama yeah. which is better diba
wow so I passed the vibe check may core memory ko sa'yo yung hair mo guys my signature yung hair niya but oh my gosh it was way worse before no I mean you're actually okay now thanks to me no but before sobrang mukha siya yung Dintay Fong na, Wonton. My gosh. Or Astro Boy. Sin, you could draw him. Okay, next. What is your favorite memory of us together? If it's more than one, you can make kwento.
Favorite memory of us together? Oh, well, probably. Probably our Tinghun.
Wow, Tinghun talaga. Tumahilig sa Chinese culture.
Yeah, I really love that. Yeah, it was one of the most memorable.
Why naman Tinghun? Not even wedding.
Well,
just because it's more unique in a way.
Well, it's almost equal, but Tinghun was quite unique.
Okay.
Yeah, because I learned so many things that I didn't know about. Unlike the wedding, you know, I'm generally educated of how a wedding works.
Yeah.
But
wow.
The Tinghun is like, it was like, these are new things for me. And then the way we did it, the way you did it. And,
I guess
you
really
like
that, huh?
Good memory for me.
Okay, me, I remember during the pandemic, it was just so funny. Because he just surprises me. I think that's one of the things nakakatuwa lang siya. Parang you never know what's gonna happen next. He brings in like a portable KTV mic. Yung pandemic. One of our pandemic dates. Because guys, ano to eh. Mahilig lumabas ng pandemic. But of course, we would follow the protocols nung pwede na lumabas naman din. And then he brought the portable KTV and we were just singing everywhere. And he was making me harana pa. So, it was like sweet and funny at the same time. And I remember we went nag-Starbucks drive-thru pa tayo and you even use the mic, I will get a tall, blah, blah, blah. It's just so funny. And of course, your vows were so nice. I'm just so pleased by it. He really prepared. Ginalingan niya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What songs remind you of me?
What?
Song or songs?
Maybe the F4 song.
Knew it. It's also here. Ako dito, hilig lang niya mag-bring up ng mga ganyan. I don't know if it's the nostalgia or the cultural significance.
Parang ikaw yung shansay ng buhay ko.
Ang kulit na to eh. Nung Ting Hun sinabi pa niya, I'm Dao Ming Se. I mean Morgan Se. Feel na feel. Sige na, live that fantasy. Okay, me, I don't know if you're gonna be surprised with my answer, but I also wrote F4 songs, okay, but also Electric Dreams. I don't know if you remember, but
I do.
Medyo ano kasi to, old school, especially yung mga first few times mag-date. It's cute naman din, but
yeah, one of our first
he
dates.
He brought me to Conway.
In Makati siya.
Puro oldies.
And we danced.
Puro oldies, guys.
Yeah, we danced. We did the swing and the cha-cha-cha.
I was like, who am I dating? Is this a 50-year-old soul stuck in a 20-something guy's body? But it was cute, I guess. Mm. And it was just, I was like, aw, nice. And also here, I don't know if you remember, but it's quite recent. It was also here. Because this is just our temporary, you know, living situation. But right after the wedding, nung time na bumalik, like, it was time to kind of settle in together. It was the first day we moved in together na hindi hotel. And I remember the song playing, Shakira. Because you were gearing up for the honeymoon. So yes. You were searching for Spanish songs. And the song was Whenever, Whenever, Wherever, We're Meant to Be Together. And I don't know if I was just hormonal, but I actually cried. I teared up happy tears because he was just being so makulit. And it was just so wholesome. And it was just us. And it was just a nice feeling that, wow, I'm home. Whoa! Kilig ka ba doon?
Yeah.
And then naiyak ako doon. Nakakaloko. Okay. Anyway, that was the night after the awarding. Nung parang may nireceive tayong award, di ba, babe?
Ikaw yung may award.
Thanks naman. Share tayo. Anyway, okay, ito na. So, name 3 ways I make you feel most loved.
3 ways.
Or you feel the most loved by me.
Of course, when we're together, I can, because you're a good communicator through the communication. So that's one. That's the first way through
communication. What, like words of affirmation?
Affirmation.
Like I always say, love you.
Yeah. And second is the demeanor, because you can feel naman if it's sincere or...
The energy.
Or the energy. So you would feel if it's sincere or, you know, a scripted thing.
Wow.
Like, you know, it's like an artificial, like when someone's just acting it.
Or napipilitan.
Napipilitan or acting it. So
na-feel mo pag na-irita ako?
Of course.
No, kidding. Okay, and then?
Then, of course, the third one would be like, you always think of, ways that we can get... you can share with me your blessings when you get us X deals or sponsorship.
Wow, appreciate the Leon Breed. For the first time, of course, like when I would give him like gifts and stuff, he'd be like, thank you, like the usual. Mm. But parang, like, natutuwa ka pala talaga.
Of course.
Sige, there you go. Share pa tayo more. Mm. Like which ones?
Everything. All of it.
Sige na. Okay, ako naman. 3 ways na I feel most loved. Of course, when you take my pictures and don't complain. Pictures and videos, guys. Sobrang galing na ito. Gaganin pa yun. Without complaining.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't even start out that way. Pero parang your genius kasi ito eh. Yung numerology niya, genius, number 7. So, mabilis po makeup. And he's also very patient. But now, like, even this, like, ang galing, because he learns quickly. And, of course, next is acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really appreciate it when you really help me with whatever matters.
Dame.
And also, when you teach me something new, especially when I know that it benefits my career also. And it benefits, you know, it's something I value. And you teach me to be better at it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Para kami therapy session. Okay, so guys, you can also use these questions, by the way, for each other, diba? For your significant other. Wow. Mm. Okay, next. What do you think is the number one thing that makes a relationship last? And that will make our relationship last?
Definitely, it's our faith in God and our, you know, being Christ-centered. Yeah. I think that's what really will, at the end of the day, keep us together.
Yeah, because we're not perfect people also.
Yeah, and the guidance and the wisdom and the protection from God, you know, because relying on human abilities alone, it will always falter. But with the divine plan, like if you watched our other episode of what happened in our honeymoon, it was divine plan. So if you always have God and you have always have a prayer, you have faith, God will always make sure that everything that happens in your life is because it's for a reason.
Yes.
That is of the greater good, and you always want to do your mission for Him on this earth. So yun yung pinaka ano, reason why I believe that we can last, because we both have this mission from God that we want you know, do on this earth.
Para siyang missionary, no, guys. Fun fact, di naman nakwento before kasi naman na namin na nasabi, sobrang haba na, but kwento ko na dito, he was almost gonna be a priest. Right, babe?
I considered it as I was graduating, so I attended the first orientation. And I introduced myself to the priests, and, you know, I was very inspired when during that first orientation.
Of course, chika lang. Yeah.
I prayed about it, then I got the messages that I have a different calling. I tell the priest that I have a different calling, but in the calling that I have from God, I will be there to support the church in the, although I'm in a different direction, but I will be there to support the church in the ways that they cannot do, but I can do because I'm in a different direction. So that's what I told him.
Yeah. He prayed about it, basically. Mm. And then a few weeks after I arrived. Mm-hmm. Tama ba?
Not really, because I just graduated 2011.
And then a few years after.
Yeah.
Okay. Feeling era. Mm. Okay, it's not always about me. Yeah. Okay, next. So, for you, what does true love mean to you?
True love is basically love that goes beyond conditions. You know, you love because you love as God first loved us. So, basically, love that, you know, endures. Like the definition of love in the Bible is what I would say true love is. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious, love is you know, enduring. So if you look at that passage which defines love in the Bible, in the New Testament specifically, God is love, and what is love? Read that passage.
What is love?
Because that for me is true love. Kasi there are many definitions of true love, you know, from Hollywood or mga movies. But for me, the true definition of true love is the love defined in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So that is the definition of true love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Love that. Mm. Copy-paste na lang. Okay na yan. Okay. How did you know you were in love with me? Or like, when, how? How did you know na in love ka na pala talaga? Diba? From dating to being like, I love this girl. I love this girl.
Well, of course, as during the dates, when you get to know each other, I get to see the types of principles that you have in life.
As in, naging crush mo ba talaga?
Of course.
As in crush?
Yes.
As in
targeted.
Hindi, as in like kilig talaga? Kasi sometimes like first few dates, parang medyo formal siya eh. As in, kinikilig ka?
Of course. And yun nga, so yeah, the principles. That's when I saw that
principles.
You were...
Principles, you see, you until have, now, formal yung sagot.
Yeah, principles. And for me, importante yun kasi actually, dapat for you as well. Kasi if you're with a person with principles, you'll always end up, you know, life has its up and downs. But if you have principles, you know, you'll be in a stable ground rather than with, you know, no principles, and it'll be like topsy-turvy.
So would you say it wasn't just like one moment now, okay, I love this girl?
No, it was a build-up.
It was a build-up. Mm. Yeah, okay. Same. I know this is my God, but it's true. Mm. Build-up then. You know, it's like a slow and steady burn. It's not like fireworks, but it's like, you know, may ganung quote about it, like, don't chase fireworks, like, look for the fireplace. Mm-hmm. Wow. Who will warm or give warmth to your home.
Yes.
Okay. You know, cozy and fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you think we can get even closer?
as we, you know, we can get even closer as long as we pray together. Yeah. The family that prays together stays together.
Galing mo
doon. That's an old saying, no? So, sa mga nanonood ng ABC 5 nung 90s, that was an old saying ng 90s. Sa mga 90s kids okay. Dyan, no?
Here, this is also interesting. Has being with me helped you discover yourself more?
Of course. So, of course, being with you.
What did you discover more about yourself while being with me? Because we basically kind of grew up together na rin all those years.
Yeah. Oh, so, of course, you're in different directions. But, you know, I got to, you know, get I got inspired by you to, you know,
nag-content na rin.
You know, become, you know, to research and
mas magaling na siya sa akin ngayon.
How mag-setup. I can do this kinds of directions in, you know, social media. And
so it's great. Yeah, feeling ko naghawaan kami. And I think it's just super sakto. Because me, as an Aries, so ako yun naman sa Zodiacs. That's for another episode. We love Zodiacs. I love starting new things, but the follow-through part, I need more help with. And Chen naman, the way he acts is very intense. And if he wants something done, he'll really do it, which I admire and respect a lot. And I think that combo, you know, that's why we're here. We're able to do more content and film more stuff. And yeah, I think, I mean, naman, I learned more things with you. I feel like I loved learning more. I mean, I think it just reconfirms that I love to learn more because whenever we're out together, I love asking you questions. I think that's one of the reasons why I learn a lot from you and you help me grow. And I get, you know, I love that you know more than me. And I think that's good because you're the leader of the family and I do like you to lead. And yeah, so for me, these are my prompts for now. More questions next time. I personally enjoyed that. So this is an idea to get to know your partner more or the person you're dating more so you guys can be closer. And I hope you're also entertained by it.
So yes, as you're watching the vlog, maybe you also ask, you can ask these same questions to your partner and see their answer. So may this vlog be your guide.
So yeah, that's it guys. We'll be back for many more. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars if you're listening via the podcast or if you're watching from whatever platform. Follow us, subscribe, share. You know the drill. Bye guys!
See Bye!
Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your favorite insights from the show. Tag us at Rise Up with Janina Chan and at Janina Chan via Instagram stories so we can repost. Share this episode to your friends who you want to rise up with and follow us for more. This is produced by the Chinoy Podcast Network in partnership with Podcast Network Asia. Also powered by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now for free at podmetrics.co.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.